in full assurance. We now begin our study of the book of Hebrews. It's always seemed to me intriguing that while there were three titles over Jesus Christ, one in Hebrew, one in Latin, and one in Greek, identifying the crucified, among the major epistles, Paul wrote one to Hebrews, one to Romans, and Corinthians to the Greeks. And in each of these three epistles, Jesus Christ is identified as the Savior. The book of Hebrews was written to a group of people who are identified by Paul in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 through chapter 6. The time of their Christian living should have made them much more ready to live the Christian life, he says. But he accused them of being dull of hearing, of needing to have the teachings of God repeated to them, the need to get milk, not strong meat. They are babes. They are not mature. And in chapter 6, he urges them to turn away from the simple doctrines that brought them into a knowledge of Christ. Baptism, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment, and to go on to the weightier truths of a realization of Christ and his ministry. And then he warns those who have once received a knowledge of the truth, who have been enlightened, who have been given the Holy Spirit, partakers of his ministry, who have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come in their lives. If such Christians turn away, Paul warns, very difficult to bring them to repentance. Like the earth that drinks the rain and doesn't bring forth fruit, so are Christians who accept God's gift and are not ready to live the life. But the apostle says, I am persuaded better things of you. Chapter 6, verse 9. And then he reminds them of the covenant that was ratified by the oath of God that had been given to the Hebrew people. That God does not lie, that he holds comfort in this life and hope in the life to come. 6. Verse 18. Now it's to these Hebrew Christians that the Apostle Paul directs his special message revealing one aspect of the Messiah's life. The Hebrews had believed that they had the truth, which is correct, but they didn't understand the fullness of the truth. So Paul here in Hebrews turns their minds to an increasing, an enlarging, an enriching concept of truths that they had had. They had a revelation of God's will through the inspired scriptures, but there was a fuller revelation to come. A better name, a better leader, a better priest and priesthood, and high priestly ministry. A richer sacrifice, the reality of the judgment, more evidence upon which to rest their faith, and moving through an earthly city to the celestial city. Jesus is the one who is to bring this richer understanding. His ministry is better than that of angels, chapter 1, than Moses, chapter 3, and Joshua, chapter 4, Aaron, chapter 7. And his life is the actual realization of the law, chapter 10. With this picture, the apostle gives specifics. 7:19, he tells them they have more cause to hope than their ancestors did. They have a better hope. The covenants were made with their ancestors, but with the coming of Jesus Christ, 7:22, they have a better covenant. The promise was made to Abraham of a land and a city. In Hebrews 8:8, they have richer promises of an eternal land and an eternal city. The sacrificial system was given to them, but in 9:23, they have better sacrifices. Their faith rests upon many evidences, but to them has been given better foundation, better substance, in 10:34. They moved to the promised land, but there is even a more promising, better country, Revelation 18. They had those who were raised to life, but they may look forward to a better resurrection, 11:35. And better things in 11:40. So because of all these better ideas, promises, potentialities, powers, the Hebrews were encouraged to give search to the Word of God, to the message that came to them, to Christ who was born of them in fulfillment of the prophecies that had been made in days gone by.
This has been another Classics from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.